Spotting Tunes. I'm your host, Ian Duffy. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. It's a beautiful day out. I was sweating when I walked out of my dorm, so I knew it was going to be a good day for some good music. I have a lot of new stuff to listen to. I'm really happy I'm back in the studio, and I want to get right into the music. So the first one we got today is The Kiss of Venus by Paul McCartney and Dominic Fike. So here we go.
The kiss of Venus has got me on the go. She scored a bullseye in the early morning glow. Then I asked her, have you?
That was The Kiss of Venus by Dominic Fike and Paul McCartney. A fellow WJRH member actually put me onto that song yesterday or 2 days ago because we're painting a mural in the main studio room. It's going to look like a record with some like 70s block letters and just some other cool designs that the board is working on. It looks pretty good so far. We still have a lot of work to do on it, but I think it's going to look great. So this next song, shout out to my mom for this next song. She texted me yesterday telling me to play like one of the new Stroke songs. I have no idea how she knew they had a new album or like any new music, but she did. So this is off their newest album, The New Abnormal, and this is called At the Door.
Never gonna make it out of this in time.
is what they do right in front of you.
That was At the Door by The Strokes. I've said this many times before on my show. That album is great. I think it has no skips. Yeah, they just make really great music. I've been on like a Guitar Hero phase recently where I've just been like Googling the Guitar Hero playlist on Spotify and just playing those songs. It like brings me back. It's like when I was a kid and I used to play that game. Definitely influenced my like music taste. So these next couple songs are going to be from Guitar Hero 5, which was like the first game that I ever played. This next one is called Brian Storm by Arctic Monkeys. I always thought it was Brainstorm just because like I would swap the letters, and I only figured this out like 2 days ago that I had the name wrong of the song for years. That's happened a bunch of times to me, and it's always like such a shocker. Because I just can't believe I, like, was reading something wrong for years of my life. Yeah, so it's just funny. This next one is Brian Storm by Arctic Monkeys. Here we go.
want to kick you. To get what you set out to acquire, the
That was Plug In Baby by Muse. Before that was Brian Storm by Arctic Monkeys. Like I said, those are two songs off Guitar Hero 5. Plug In Baby was my brother's favorite song to play. That was the first time I ever heard of Muse, first time I ever heard of Arctic Monkeys, first time I ever heard of a lot of bands that I listen to now, like all the time. This next song is also from Guitar Hero 5. This is from the Smashing Pumpkins off Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness, which I think is a 10 out of 10 album. This is Bullet with Butterfly Wings. Here we go.
The world is a vampire. We'll be right back.
That was Bullet with Butterfly Wings by the Smashing Pumpkins. When I listen to that song in the gym, oh my god, crazy. I'm hitting PRs when I do that. Oh my, such a good song. It just gets me so pumped. This next song is also off Guitar Hero 5. This is the last one off that track list of songs. I don't know, I listened to it yesterday and today and just really loved the playlist. Just brought back a lot of nostalgia. So this is Play That Funky Music by Wild Cherry. Here we go.
Playing in a rock and roll band. I
That was Play That Funky Music by Wild Cherry. That was off their namesake album, Wild Cherry. Also from Guitar Hero 5, that song. And that's going to be the last from that game's soundtrack. This next song is from The Smiths, called There's a Light That Never Goes Out. This is probably one of their top songs. Let's get into that one. That was There Is a Light That Never Goes Out by The Smiths. This next song is from Led Zeppelin off their second album. It's called Moby Dick, and I think this probably has one of the best drum fills that I've ever heard. John Bonham is, in my opinion, one of the best drummers. He's just crazy talented. Like, there's another song on this album on the first album, Good Times, Bad Times, where he hits these triples on the bass drums, and it just, if you hear it, it's very slight, but if you can hear it, it just changes the song entirely. I just think he was crazy talented. Sad that he passed away a while ago. Yeah. This is Moby Dick off Led Zeppelin 2. That was Moby Dick by Led Zeppelin off Led Zeppelin 2. Like I said, I think that's one of the best drum solos that I've ever heard. I have no idea how anyone could possibly do that. That's just crazy how John Bonham could like move all four of his limbs independently like that. Like anyone that can drum, like shout out to you, respect, because that's like extremely difficult. That's one thing I do want to learn. That's an instrument I want to learn to play, are the drums. I just think it's so cool. Also want to learn guitar. I always want to say I want to learn all these things and I never do it. But I think I'll learn eventually. Yeah, this next song is from Blonde Otter. Probably my favorite song from them. It's called Find the Time. That was Find the Time by Blonde Otter. Next up, we have another song about time. This is The Bahamas All the Time. Really great song. It starts off really slow, but it has a really nice guitar riff towards the end of the song. Yeah, so let's not hesitate. Here it is, All the Time by The Bahamas.
I got don't you
That was All the Time by Bahamas. This next song is from The Who. It's Baba O'Reilly. This has one of my favorite keyboard riffs of like all time, of like all music. I haven't heard anything like this. And like everyone knows this like one riff on the keyboard. I tried to learn it one time. It was when I was a lot younger, so my hands were a lot smaller, and I couldn't hit the octaves because my hands like couldn't reach eight notes across. But I could probably do it now, and I haven't tried. So I'm actually going to probably try to learn that pretty soon. So here it is, Baba O'Reilly by The Who. Thank you. That was Baba O'Reilly by The Who. This next song is going to be the last of the day. This is Champagne Supernova by Oasis off their album What's the Story, Morning Glory. That's probably my favorite album by them. I have a picture that looks similar to the album cover. It's not in the same place. It was in downtown LA. And it like just kind of has that same style, like just shoot down the road towards that single point linear perspective. That just came to my mind right now. Yeah. Okay, so here it is, Champagne Supernova by Oasis. That was Champagne Supernova by Oasis, and that was the last song of today. Thank you for everyone who tuned in and listened. Hopefully this was actually live. I'm not sure if it was or not. We've been having some issues in the station recently, but I hope this was live. If it wasn't and you're listening to this, it was probably a recording on Teal. Hopefully that is also posted on the WJRH.org website. We've been having some trouble with the recording as well, but everything should be fixed relatively soon. Our engineers are working hard on that. Yeah, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This was Trainspotting Tunes. I'm your host, Ian Duffy. I'll be back next week, like always, on Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. with some new music and some new stories to tell. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Peace.